box jumps and wall balls.
Oh, good.
I think it would be funny to go on here.
Like a type of chip.
No, we don't have any chips. We eat paleo here. Mine did Fran last night with me. Yeah, I had to drag her out of her dad's house and have her go down. I can't do Fran by herself.
So like, what if it? You brought your daughter to cheer you on?
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I called Alex and I was like, what are you guys doing? He's like, nothing. I'm like, what's Maya doing? He's like, she's watching TV. I'm like, okay, I'm coming by and I'm going to take her. I need her for this workout. He's like, what do you mean you need her for a workout? I'm like, I need someone to time me. I can't time myself or Fran. He's like, let me ask her if she wants to go. And I'm like, okay. So you hear Maya in the background going, Maya, Mom wants to know if you want to go down and do a workout with her. And she's like, no, thanks. All set. She's like watching a movie. And I thought
you meant I was actually going to do it.
So I ended up dragging her down.
You did do it.
You can't do Fran by yourself. Yeah. What if I broke my Fran time by like 10 or 15 seconds?
Yeah.
And I'm all by myself.
It was 3:48.
I'm definitely in better shape now than I was in high school or college. I'm more competitive, I'm more athletic. And I train, you know, like an eighth of the time that I used to. Mm-hmm. So it makes having a lot of other things going on in my life really manageable. You know, I can have my kids, you know, like they can be there and they can watch me and they can do CrossFit Kids. And, you know, they can't go out for a 2-hour run. You know, it doesn't cross, like they're so interested in it. You know, they're interested in watching me do the stuff and then doing it themselves. And I think it's great because they're being active and they're being healthy.
People are always asking me, you know, why, like, don't you feel like you're depriving your kids because you don't let them eat candy at home or cereal at home or whatever it is? And I always feel like if I am on a diet for the right reasons, if I'm trying to eat healthy, and just, you know, just because I feel like the foods that I eat are good for me, not because I'm trying to, like, drop 20 pounds in 10 days or whatever, because I don't believe in that stuff, but if I really believe that the way I eat is the right way to eat, I don't know why I would ever have my kids eat a different way. You have choices you can make. You can either, you can choose to be healthy, you can choose to do the things that you know are going to make you a stronger athlete, you can choose, I think that CrossFit makes it very easy to make good decisions. You know, you can, if you literally have 10 minutes to go and, you know, you have 10 minutes to go take a shower, you have 10 minutes to go and, you know, you have 4 minutes, you know? It's like, you have 4 minutes, that's all you need. I mean, it does not get easier than that.
Time!
6:53. Nice job.
Time!
6:56. 6:58.
You know, I always feel when I go to CrossFit and I perform really well and, you know, like all the girls around me are, you know, like strong and fit and we're all competitive with each other. That is super supportive and super encouraging. I love that I'm muscular and everything, and I feel great about it. But when I'm submerged into a group of women who are very feminine and still very active and everything, beautiful, you know, it makes it a little bit harder to, you know, to feel great about being really strong and, you know, being more muscular than them. But then, you know, like you go back to CrossFit and you feel good again. So it's just a constant, it's like this mind, it's like mind fuck thing that's just always going on in your head. And some days are, you know, most days it's not that big of a deal, but it definitely, I think for women, it's a struggle, you know, and definitely all the women that come in and, you know, and they don't want to lift the prescribed weight because they don't want to get, you know, bulky and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to get too muscular or too, yeah, it's hard. I think it's hard for to get past that whole image thing. Like, I wouldn't want to look like this when I was back, you know, younger. But now I know that it's more of a mental war than anything else, and I just don't have the energy to do it anymore, you know. So, and, you know, and I have kids, and I have a daughter who is starting to have to, she's starting to show signs of dealing with that stuff, and, you know, it seems ridiculous that, you know, we can let media kind of tell us how, you know, I think one of the worst things is like looking at some of those health magazines and seeing these models on the covers that clearly never work out. You know, they're skinny and they can wear sports bras and, you know, they wear a size 0, but have they ever lifted a weight in their life, or have they ever done anything physical. You know, I think that's really frustrating when, you know, women are going to buy a magazine on being fit and being healthy, and the first image they see is of a woman who clearly doesn't do anything to keep her body strong. You know, it's just about being skinny. And I think that's really frustrating. Yeah. But, you know, with CrossFit, I think that you're seeing women all the time that are really, you know, performing really well, are, you know, making goals for themselves and hitting them, and, you know, competing and taking on new activities like triathlons when they're 40 years old, when a lot of 40-year-old women would be like, oh, you know, I'm just too old for that, you know? It's like it's the, you know, it's like it's creating this new life for them that, you know, they have a new drive and they have new things to look forward to instead of just growing old.